my tippies. You know I'm such a fucking Barb, y'all. And we have not did a listening party for Nicki Minaj's album, Pink Friday 2. What a great, phenomenal album. I love the album. Got some bangers on it, of course, like always. This is one of them. Fuck the club up. It's been on the top billboards for the last 30 days consecutively, and she has did her thing with Apple Music and Spotify. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. She's been doing a damn thing, and all the other females that's doing their damn thing too. But I guess, you know, they gotta move around when the queen is queening, okay? Because I ain't seen her to peep from nobody. Nicki Minaj has been on this hiatus run where she has been doing I can't even think of a platform she has not done. She did Funny Marco. She didn't sit down with Angie Martinez because Angie Martinez is definitely going to bring out the tears. But she has did multiple interviews with like Ebro. If I haven't mentioned already, she has sat down with Joe Budden. The list goes on and on and on. She hasn't did The Breakfast Club or anything. I don't think she fucked with Charlamagne and them, but I don't know. She's still on the run for this album. She's on tour. I'm trying to go to Detroit April 20th for this tour, okay? 420, what more can you say? 420 in Detroit, you know, because everything is legalized there. So, and so is Ohio now. It's legalized, and that's where I reside, okay? So, anyways, shout out to Cleveland. Shout out to Ohio. You know, this is where I'm, my breaking grounds. This is where I'm doing this from. But, guys, we got to talk about some shit, man. At the end, I'm going to get down on this Cat Williams thing, but I do want to talk about the things that happened in 2023. So, this is an old, you know, kind of recap that we're going to get into. But let's talk about those red boots that were trending, okay? I cannot remember what designer it was. I would have to probably look back at my notes, but it was a specific designer that made those big red boots that nobody could get off their feet, okay? That's all I can remember from last year around this time, was those boots were trending, and it was just a big thing. So I just had to bring up a trending topic. Let's talk about Young Thug and this RICO case. Now, Young Thug has been has been locked up for Lord knows how long, about 2 years now. They've been close to 2 years. It's like a long time, okay? And they've been trying to do this trial, and it's just seeming like it's a never-ending process. I mean, similar to how Meg and Tory Lanez was. And that's another thing that became real big this year was Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion. But I'm not going to get off subject. I am going to keep talking about Young Thug and him, Gunna got out. Everybody said that he was a snitch. Everybody said that he did snitch on Young Thug. But that was not the case, okay? The case was he got the fuck out of there, okay? He got little on them niggas. But I don't think he did anything wrong. They still shout each other out in their music. And, well, Gunna still shouts out Young Thug. And, you know, things like that. So, that was something big that was a big topic of 2023. All right. Now, the next topic is not that big of a deal. But Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son. Okay. It was even said to Michael Jordan, he was asked, hey, do you approve of your son's relationship? And he goes, no. He's with one of my old players, ex-teammates, fucking ex-wife. And she's old as shit. His son is young. His son is in his 30s, you know? Middle age. I mean, I don't want to say that's middle age, but I don't know what you want to call that. But yeah. It's like, who the fuck cares who likes who? But the media took this by storm. There was this shit everywhere, all on my timeline for days and days and days. She's dating Michael Jordan's son. Larsa Pippen dating Michael Jordan's son. She actually fell out with the Kardashians too. She fell out with the Kardashians. So, not only did that happen, there is a situation that we think is brewing with Lotto and 21 Savage, okay? Now, everybody assumes they're a couple. People say they're a couple. I mean, people are taking screenshots of their vacations, backgrounds, to figure out if they're in the same area at the same fucking time. Like, it is deep with this 21 Savage trying to figure out who he's dating and who's Lotto's dating. But I believe they're dating, and, like, I don't know. It's a lot of speculations. Like, say, for instance, one of the speculations was DDG, 42 Doug. No, is it DDG or 42 Doug? God damn it. I don't know. Fucking forgot. Because I know his girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know her, but, you know, we all know Halle Bailey, which is Chloe Bailey's younger sister from The Little Mermaid. She broke headlines. That's another topic. She broke the airways, just having this black, luxurious, lockness, you know, beautiful Little Mermaid that had a voice of an angel. So that's something that took place in 2023. And I don't know, like, I feel like the year had went by so fast, but these topics are, like, dragging, okay? So let's move on. Rihanna did the Super Bowl, okay? She revealed she was pregnant. I didn't know what the fuck I was seeing because I'm like, I swear she just had a baby. So I thought it was a baby bump. I mean, like a flupa. But I'm like, this is too hard and she's not dancing. So anyways, it came out she was pregnant. She aired that she was pregnant on the Super Bowl. What a wonderful way to air that you're pregnant while you're performing, making, or I don't know if you make a lot of money in the Super Bowl, because I think this, if I'm not mistaken, the artists have to pay to perform at the Super Bowl, but then there's a rumor that they get paid to do the Super Bowl, or they just get more, what is that, like, exposure. But anyways, no, Rihanna didn't need that. She did an amazing job performing. She performed all of our greatest hits. So shouts out to Rihanna for doing the Super Bowl. She just had a baby boy. They dressed the baby in pink, I think, because I thought the baby was a girl. It's like very neutral colors, okay, I want to say. But, and the name is like something that could be unisex. Part of the name could be something that could be unisex. Speaking of babies, let's go back to DDG and Halle Bailey. They just welcomed their baby boy, okay? Now, it was a lot of speculation. She was pregnant. She was dressing all baggy. She was hiding her stomach, taking pictures. But she didn't get that big. Like, she didn't get as big as I feel like the average, you know what I'm saying, plumped black woman gets, you know, because she's very petite. Far as not in height, but far as just being petite and the width of her hips and things like that. But nonetheless, they welcome a baby boy, and we all speculated that that day she was pregnant and it came to life. She was fucking pregnant. See, this is the thing that be getting me with some of these people. Quit trying to play the media and quit trying to play, you know, us content creators and podcasters and things like that. Like, nigga, you're not lying. Like, nigga, you're lying. You're pregnant. Like, quit trying to act like you're not, like, you know what I'm saying? When you get so far along, like, I feel like that is a woman's personal business. But at the same time, you're in the spotlight. So, let's move on. Tekashi 6ix9ine got jumped inside of Planet Fitness last year. Oh, my God. The worst beating I have seen on tape in a long time. As far as just, like, somebody jumping somebody, not like a brutal cop situation. But, yeah. Tekashi got whooped. He disappeared. Thank God. Because I don't know who's more annoying, Blueface or Tekashi. What y'all think? Blueface, Krishan Rock, Tekashi, or Jaden? Jaden Alexis. That's his other baby mama name. I think them four, in general, are the most annoying celebrities, D-list celebrities I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, I just don't understand why they have to post and post and post. And like, someone fucking cares. And this is the thing. They're not posting. They're not posting things that's about their art. You know, they're doing club appearances. Of course, they post that. But they're not really posting anything, like, of substance. So, like, or anything that has to pertain to them making money. Like, they just putting a family business out there, talking about the baby, you know, just random shit. And I'm like, just dude, like, shut the fuck up, rap, cut your hair, change it up, do some locks, some braids or something up in that motherfucker. I'm talking about Blueface. And Tekashi just need to dye his hair back black and cut that shit, make a little fade or something. Because ain't nobody buying this lace fronts that you be wearing, bruh. And your shit got thin as fuck. But anyways, moving on. Ja Morant's gun holding situation. He got suspended twice this year because of him having guns. He was in a strip club, had a gun waving it. Then he was on live, had a gun waving it. And it's like, or somebody was with him that he was in a lie with, had a gun waving it. And he ended up getting suspended a couple times. It was like 5 games apiece or some crazy shit like that. But Draymond Green is suspended indefinitely. I don't think he's coming back to the NBA. Now, we might see him on WWE or motherfucking UFC, because that's where I think he need to go. Because the nigga would choke a nigga out, okay, early. But Ja Morant, I don't see him doing anything like this. I don't understand why he's posting pictures with these guns. We talked about this earlier in the year in other podcast episodes. But I just wanted to touch briefly on it and let you guys know what happened this year of 2023. Last year of 2023, because it's this year, 2024. And we're going to get into some shit that we got to talk about that, because we got to get into that Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp. All right. So, moving on, the biggest year ever for a female, besides Nicki Minaj, and I don't give Nicki Minaj the biggest year ever yet because she anchored in at the last moment, but Sexy Red, oh my God, she's been doing songs with Drake, Lil Durk, Walking Around Pregnant, Barefooted, Better Pop, you know, and she has been taking this fame shit by storm. She's still real relatable. The pictures that she posts. You know one thing about Sexy Red? I don't really like the costume she wears. But when she takes it off, she looks so fucking gorgeous. I'm serious. She has long, beautiful hair. She's pregnant and plump. So, you know, that always puts, to me, puts a little glow on a woman. And she just takes amazing pictures. When she takes those glasses off, you know, you can really see her eyes and you can really look into her and look into who she is. And, you know, you can really kind of follow along. Like, because it took me to, like, you know, not just watch interviews of her, but because I love how she checked the fuck out of Jess Hilarious. She like, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Like, on that type of shit. She was on that type of timing. And, I don't know. But Sexy Red, I think, had the biggest year ever. Moving on. Somebody wanted to whack off on a fucking flight. Like, was you going off of a bean or something? Like, really, real questions. Like, was you off of a couple lines? And I'm talking about designer. Like, he has not been around making music, doing anything. And if he has been making music, he hasn't been promoting it, or he has not been moving anywhere. Okay? But Designer decided to take flight on the flight. Yeah. He decided to whack his shit off in the middle of being on a flight. Craziest shit ever, okay? Craziest shit ever. And he ended up getting some, I don't think he did time for it. I think they were trying to give him, like, some 30 days. They were trying to give him, like, fed time for that shit because of, like, you know, they were in the air. Like, whenever you're fucking with the airplanes and you're traveling, that's fed time. All right, so let's talk about this nasty motherfucker. Dalai Lama, okay, had end up sucking on a boy's tongue or asking a little boy to suck his tongue. It was something so nasty. I couldn't watch the video. Like, but it was a video going around everywhere. It went viral. Dalai Lama, you know, that is one of those. He's like a priest, I want to say. Like, he's like the fucking, it's like the Vatican or, you know, the Pope or something like that. But he's like that for India or like the, India and like Buddhism and all that kind of Hinduism. And all, I think I'm going along the right route. But all I'm just saying is he was on some pedophilia shit. The shit hit the airways. It was pretty fucking disgusting. All right. Now, one thing was crazy was that Don Lemon got fired from CNN. Okay. I still don't even know what he got fired for. I know he was going off, like, he started to spiral, where he would start crying, he would, you know, give his vague opinion, in-depth opinion, sorry, about a certain topic, and I don't know, I just, like, you know, like, why the fuck would they fire him like that? And so Don Lemon did get fired from CNN. Now, another crazy year for somebody was Kanye West. He has been going off talking about, and then he goes back and apologizes. It's like, dude, do you get whipped by Massa and then you come apologize? Because the shit that you say is unapologetic. You know, Kanye West went on a run. He did a few interviews. I believe last year was the year he sat down with Carson Tucker and was talking crazy. You know, he be talking about the Jews, he be talking about this, talking about that, talking about his living situation with the kids. But one thing did come out that was amazing, that he is married to some sort of model. But some pictures she looked real bad, like not bad in a bad way, but like a bad bitch. And in some pictures I see of her, she just looked like a skinny ass white girl. And it's just like, why do you keep going to, there's nothing wrong with interracial relationships. I'm not saying that. But for Kanye West to put out the Gold Digger song and then say, when you get on, you're going to leave your ass for a white girl. And that's exactly what he did. He left us for Kim. First, he went to Amber Rose. That was close. He was getting close to white right there. He was getting real, real close to white. But then he ended up going over to, he ended up going over to Kim Kardashian. And then that's when the whiteness started to unpeel. Okay. So anyways, yeah, Kanye West had a crazy year. Lost issues with Gap. He recreated shoes. He just put them out the last business quarter of the year. The last business quarter of 2023 was a hell of a fucking run. Like I said, you had 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne put an album out. You had Kanye West dropped his new shoes. You had Nicki put her album out. I cannot say it enough. What a great fucking piece of work. But it's like that. Okay? It's like that. When it comes down to Gap and Kanye West parting ways. And he parted ways with Adidas. He parted ways because he said these anti-Semitic things, which I don't believe are not necessarily true. But I think that Kanye West should gather some more coins. Not trying to be funny, he's a billionaire, but try to get to a trillion. And then let them try to strip all that away from you. And you still have billions on top of that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, somebody, you worth like 3 trillion. Somebody strip a trillion from you, still sitting on 2 trillion. And you know what the crazy part about it is? These people, These are false reports. Like, I never go by off of Forbes. Forbes under 30, for 30, or, you know, like, I kind of listen to the rhymes of some of these artists and kind of figure out what they're actually spending and what they're actually getting in. And I kind of do my research that way instead of going the whole mathematical way of, you know, going to Forbes, going to Google, seeing what the net worth is, going under a viable source. And it's just like, I do a ballpark figure. You know, I do use the data that they have on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, but Google and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, I kind of do, like, you know, Drake says he has a house to diss about, and, you know, it's just like crazy. It's like crazy because I don't understand how Kanye West lost all of that just by speaking his mind. And the Jews are so strong. Like, I feel like they should have sat down and had a meeting with him and consulted with him about maybe possibly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, possibly reconciling how he thinks about them. Like, this is what we do for the black community. This is, even if they don't do anything for the black community, or, you know how they do. You know how people do when they try to combat what they're saying. But I feel like they should have had, like, an open, wide, like, a town hall discussion where he was hopefully a little bit calmer, maybe took, like, some type of sedative drug so he wouldn't be screaming and yelling at those folks. But I don't know. I think Kanye West should have, he's very vocal about how he feels about the Jews. All right. And lost everything with the Gap and everything like that. But he's still on top, making money. Still one of the top paid people. All right. So Fetty Wap and Casanova was arrested this year. Casanova, I hate to talk about people's, I really do. To be honest, I really don't like to talk about people's, like, charges and stuff like that. But, yeah, Casanova, I believe it was, like, a murder charge or something like that he was on. And he is locked the fuck up, okay? He has not come home for a long time. So, he tried to fight the case as hard as he could, but he just couldn't win against the justice system. All right? Now, Fetty Wap got arrested. He did a few drops. They've been monitoring him do a few drops of, I don't know if it was marijuana or cocaine, but he said that he felt like he was forced to do it to try to keep up his image and keep up with maintaining the lifestyle he once had as being a multi-platinum selling artist. So, yeah. That's a pretty fucked up situation. Freedom niggas. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth has passed. And now the UK has a king. So this is the first time they've been having a king in a long, 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 long time. Her son Charles has stepped up. And they call him King Charles. So I don't know about much about what they got going on over there. I'll be trying to stay over here, trying to figure out if Trump gonna run again, trying to figure out if what we gonna do with Biden, old ass. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, just little shit like that. And it's no slight to the Democratic Republican parties. But I believe both of them parties are some two fucked up individuals. And I'm not going liberal. I'm not going this. I'm not going that way. I just feel like it's just too fucked up. Like, you got these old ass, historic ass, monument ass, motherfucking fossil fuel ass people in office that have no clue on how to relate to the average everyday American. They were the average everyday American in the 50s, in 60s. It's 2024, y'all. And need I say more? Let's keep going. I am not going to get all into that, but the biggest fight, other than Harper's Bazaar with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, even though they really didn't get to put hands on each other, but this fight right here had a little bit more camera action, and these ladies actually did connect with each other. I am talking about Amber Rose and Jocelyn Hernandez. Okay, so I think Jocelyn was just playing the playing a script as she should. And she, because they were on College Hill on BET. So I just feel like she, you know, Jocelyn just playing her role. So she's picking with Amber Rose about saying she don't believe she's this black woman and blah, 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 blah. Hootie, hootie, yeah. Whatever. Okay? So they say Amber Rose beat the shit out of Jocelyn Hernandez. She won that fight. That's what they're saying. Right around town is. Not really sure. But I don't want to see Jocelyn. So Jocelyn, if she ever get to hear this, I don't want no smoke. Because, bitch, I will shoot you. Yo, big ass rolling up on me. Oh, no, that's attempted murder right there, okay? Her big ass. Like, you have to really get into the ring and start training to be able to fight her. You really would. No cap. No fucking cap. I would not be. I'm 4'10", okay? So she got me by damn near a foot. And she's like large and just aggressive and like crazy. Like she beat up Big Lex. Was that this year, guys? 2023, the Zeus Network fight when she beat up Big Lex? Was it Big Lex she was attacking? I can't remember the girl name she was attacking. I'm like the worst part right now, okay? Because I cannot remember the woman she was attacking because this is just off the dome. And I didn't get to write this down. But yeah, she was attacking the lady in the back and her and Ballistic was going at it and she swung on cops. Yeah, Jocelyn is a fucking lunatic, okay? She needs tranquilizer. You know what I'm saying? Boop. One of them. Well, all right. So this year was a sad year because we did have Ocean Gate. Well, last year was a sad year. We did have Ocean Gate, okay? If you do remember, those were these niggas that packed themselves up into this small ass thing, went to the bottom of the ocean to go see the Titanic, and them niggas did not make it. Okay? They were submerged in like 100,000 feet of water. And the thing blew up. They died. I don't even know if they found pieces of the little thing. Like, I don't know if this was an insurance job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the niggas was old as fuck that was going in that bitch. And it was like, nigga, you just trying to get to your last days? I need to know. I'm just asking questions. Just asking questions, okay? So, rest in peace to them. We lost a lot of people this year. Last year, I would like to say. I keep saying this year, like we're still in. Like, I didn't really get to celebrate New Year's because I was asleep. Like, I was like catching up on sleep. Like, sometimes I work like double shifts and it's like just kills me and I just like have to get sleep. Okay, so I slept on New Year's. I hope you guys had a wonderful New Year's. I hope you guys are sticking around with me. We're going to break down this Cat Williams situation. We gotta talk about Cat Williams, man. And if you're falling asleep, I wanna let you guys hear one of my favorite songs off the 2 Chainz album. We're gonna take a quick intermission. And we're going to talk about who's the new co-host over at the Breakfast Club, okay? So, this is your girl, Asterisk. I'll be right back. This is 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Shame. I'm
She a cuter pie, I ate all the grass. And I'm on the way, I got all results. Long ass joint look like a water bus. I asked the fans who love me, they like all of us. She ain't want a nigga to try to run game on a nigga. Stain on nigga. She ain't want a nigga to try to run game on a nigga. Stain on nigga.
How they grow? True, shame on you. I will leave your homie brains on you, then aim for you. Wayne and Two Chains going Wu Tang on you. All we need is a track and we run a train on you. True, snap, crackle, pop, don't worry, it's lobster tail. The bezel on the watch costs more than the watch itself. I don't do TikTok like a rodent, but watch yourself. You're just like a pimple till I make you pop yourself. 5-star, bitch, I got bars like a phone that just got charged. So like Bruce Willis, I die hard, my car, you catch feelings, that's my fault. Feelings hurt, I put them on IR, drop off, and my R times R, not four, but I'm sure that the shit I wore was time for it. Keep a shotgun on me like I love the great outdoors. Pockets fat as fuck, look like they need to get out more, boy.
That was Shame. One of my favorite songs, guys. One of my favorite songs off of the College Grove 2 album with Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. Like I said, they dropped that around November. You know, hot shit. And if you ain't been listening, you better listen to it. Get with it. Get lost. Yeah, no. But I am back. It's your girl, Asterisk. And we have came back to talk about the new host of The Breakfast Club, which is Jess Hilarious. Congratulations, Jess Hilarious. I do not have no applause right now, but yeah. All that. You know what I'm saying? I love to see black women do what they're going to do. Jess has worked hard as hell. She has a great work ethic. I believe she's one of the great comedians of all times that's going to hang record up. I've seen her live before. She does an amazing job. She's very animated. You know, that's Jess, man. I fell in love with Jess from Instagram. You know, she would do the Jess with the Mess, and the shit would be so fucking funny because she would have a phone and she'd be recording on the phone. And she would, oh, man, that shit used to be funny as fuck, man. I hope she bring that shit back, man. I gotta go check out her page, man. Check out her page, Jess Hilarious, man. Check, and if you have not checked out my page, while I'm plugging other people's shit, my page is private. You will have to request. It ain't that many of y'all listening, so I know y'all can shoot a request over. Asterisk with the juice. Asterisk with the juice. All right, that is me. And I'm going to be trying to do some more things on there as far as just showing you some of the recordings that I do. Would love to show you now, but I'm sitting here asshole naked. Be honest. Just got out the shower. Being all the way 100. Yep. Just got out the shower. Lotioned up. Feeling great. About to hit the sack. It's late as fuck. It's like 3 in the fucking morning. I always let it record, though. I tell y'all that. I let it record like real, real late in the morning. Or real early in the morning. I like to do it when nobody's bothering me. Nobody's around. You know, I have a daughter. You know, so I like to lock myself in the studio and, you know, I have a dog as well that likes to, you know, follow me everywhere I go. What a precious baby she is. But bless her heart. But sometimes she gets to barking. Okay. And I don't like it. All right. So Keke Palmer and Usher. Okay. Remember that whole debacle where he serenaded her and she was in a skimpy looking outfit according to her baby father. I think she looked absolutely gorgeous. She looked mature. She looked gorgeous. I don't think she did too much. I don't think he did too much. I just thought it was like, you know, she's an actor. He's been acting. He's a performer. She's a performer. Like, what the fuck is the problem? And her baby father flipped out. Then some shit happened later on in the year, like a few months ago, where her mother got to saying Usher is gay or bisexual. He didn't want her. But then she tried to recant her story. This was all previously recorded. And yeah, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Like, is Usher really gay or? Do y'all feel that? Like, even though, like, again, our sex, people's sexual preference ain't got nothing to do with us. But at the same time, like, you want to know, like, nigga, you over here acting like you love all these bitches, but then this nigga Cat Williams, man. I hate to just throw this shit in here, but this nigga Cat Williams is going to say the fat bitch went online and said she got herpes from us. That's all I can think about when I see Kiki Palmer up all the show. I'm like, oh, bitch, back up, don't get her. Don't kiss him, okay? Unless he got that vowel tracks. Okay, unless he got that vowel tracks, okay? You don't kiss him, girl. Just, get, you know, do a little Sarah Day, little swivel, you know, a couple turns, okay? And go sit back in your motherfucking seat. You done sat on stage like this was Beyonce with Terrence Howard and all of them when they did the Cater for You thing on the BET Awards. Man, BET Awards used to be the shit, man. I don't know what's been going on. These motherfuckers need to. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. They need to get their shit together. BET Awards wasn't that bad this year, though. So, we had a couple performers. But the VMAs really lit shit up, you know. Which they always do. They had Nicki Minaj hosting. They had her. She, you know, shall I say more? Shall I say more? Because she actually put out, like, a little peek of this song. I didn't mean to get in my Nicki bag, but I had to let you, yeah. Three. You didn't look up to her. Really, you look up to me. Barb sit down, my business out. Yeah, she in it. I think we got one more virtual. We got one more virtual. My opposite. Barbie knows. Couldn't see me with a hologram. It's that Monte Carlo Louis V monogram. And I'm smoking on that Taliban. I ain't skiing, but my neck is giving avalanche. Avalanche. Hey. Man, she killed this shit, man. She killed that shit, man. I love that motherfucking song. That's one of my favorite songs off the album Pink Friday 2. If you cannot fucking stream, you better get the streaming that shit right now. If not, go to Target and go buy you a CD, man. Spit that bitch in a DVD player and just play it. Man, I'm telling you, man, that album. I ain't trying to dick ride. I ain't trying to click ride, whatever you want to call it. You know, is that what it's called? With click ride. Hey, episode 192, click ride, it's your girl Asterisk, and I'm happy you still here with me. Got some more tea for the new year, okay? Coming up, and I am going to talk about the rest of the shit that has been happening, okay? We're going to talk about Jamie Foxx next, okay? He had a smooth recovery. Did a great job in the movie They Clone Tyrone. Or Who Clones Tyrone? Damn, I cannot think straight today. But anyways, you got the gist of the movie that's on Netflix about the guy being cloned and other people being cloned as well. And it's a black community that they were focusing on. So make a long story short, guys. I just want to thank God Jamie Foxx made that smooth recovery. Thank God he did. Some people say he's cloned. I don't know what y'all think. Like, what's y'all thoughts on that? You think Jamie Foxx is a clone? Like, seriously? Or do you think he just made a brass recovery? Now, they still haven't disclosed what he actually went in for. Okay? All right, guys. We got to get through these topics. Carly Russell, all right? Carly Russell, oh, my God. What a... She ended up having to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fucking legal fees, restitutions. I think she's required to go to jail for like 30 days, but I think she got out of that. And it was all because she faked her disappearance. And we don't know where the fuck she went. Then her boyfriend took to social media. They were going back and forth, ended up breaking up with her. Like, it was just a mess. It was just a mess, y'all. Like, when I say it was a mess. When I say it was a mess, it was a fucking chaotic mess. Okay. They were searching for this girl. She left her wig behind. Talking about she saw a two-year-old in the road when she called 911. But then they went through her Google files. Found so much stuff. About how much do Amber Alerts cost and all kind of weird shit. Like, dude, you fucking faked your disappearance. And she agreed that she did it. All right, so best movie of the year to me. If it's not going to be Beyonce's Renaissance, it's definitely going to be the Barbie movie. Okay, just the whole marketing behind it. It was just so amazing. Nicki Minaj got involved. You know, it was just a lot. Ice Spice did a song with her. They looked so gorgeous in the video. I don't know if this is click writing or it's just the Barb effect. Okay. All right, so let's get through these topics. Not only did Beyonce do a movie, Taylor Swift did a movie. She sold out real big. Beyonce is actually airing her movie now all across the world. So I think that is amazing. I'm going to try to stop through the theaters, throw some silver on. For real. Throw some silver on and go see the Beyonce movie. Yeah, I think I'm piecing together my outfit right now in my head. Like, I need to stop. So, I cannot sing. I have the worst voice ever when it comes down to singing. Like, people hear my voice and they think, like, oh my God, you can probably sing. And it's like, oh, hell no. Like, I don't even sing in the shower because I don't want to offend myself by hearing this shit, you know? So, I apologize for y'all hearing that. Somebody that needed their ass whooped this year on that list, number one is King. All right, King, which is T.I.'s son and T.I. and Tiny's son. This nigga shows his ass. He was in Waffle House acting ass. And later on, you know, T.I. got to saying some shit with him, got to do a little interview with him. And make a long story short, this nigga got to acting ass at the Falcons game. T.I. had to put him in a choco and carry that nigga up out of there. He is bad as fuck. Like, he is one of the worst kids. And I keep calling him a kid, even though he's a grown man, but he put them big ass fucking piano keys, motherfucking veneers in his mouth which I don't understand why he would do that. Doesn't make sense to me. Why would you put veneers in your mouth, child? Your teeth was not messed up. Put some braces on, get them filed down even, and then throw some whitener on them motherfuckers. You people, and this has been the year of the veneer. You people are going crazy, knocking out all your, like Cardi B, all she needed. Not to talk about her like that, in that kind of way. But people that have teeth like that will need them. But far as you just being young as fuck, your body ain't even fully mature yet. And you knocked out all your damn teeth to put in these fucking chiclets. Looking like Donnie from motherfucking Wild Thornberries. But he's bad as fuck. And I just, you know. We have to talk about the Montgomery, Alabama motherfucker brawl. Okay, niggas was not playing. Like, basically, we all know what happened. The boat tried to put up to the dock. The people wouldn't move. Just so happened, it had to be white people. Black people were on the boat asking them to move so they can dock the boat and get off the boat. Well, they sat there for some time to ask them to move their boat. Then they got back and forth with some arguments. Then they got to hitting each other. Then they got to jumping one of them. Then one nigga just got to Michael Phelps and through the water. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was going through the water like, nigga, you feel me? Nigga was swimming with full clothes on. I think nigga had a pair of jeans on. I can't even front. I hope he didn't have a cell phone in his pocket. That's all I was thinking. But anyways, the brawl was so intense. It made airways. It made the news. It made all podcasts. Content creators had did videos about the Montgomery brawl. Okay. Even comedians have. This shit is hilarious, bro. Like, Ha Ha Davis, to me, him and Mojo Brooks are my comedians of 2023. They have shut shit down, okay? They did so much stuff. Now, I believe this was 2023 when the judge got tackled and beat the shit out of by a plaintiff that was getting the guilty verdict, okay? When she read them words off, he leaped over that motherfucker. They said he don't even need to work for, he didn't even need to be selling what he was selling. He need to go to the NFL because the way that nigga leaped up and tackled that woman. And I hope she's okay because that was a brutal attack. And they were trying to get him off of him, and they couldn't. So he's due back to see her. That's the gag. The gag is he has to go back and see her, I believe, tomorrow or the next couple of days. And she gonna be bruised and lumped the fuck up, looking at him like, nigga, you know what you did to me? You are about to go to jail for the rest of your life. he's about to go to jail for the rest of his life for doing that shit. When you could have just took whatever time she gave you and shut the fuck up and walked away. See, that's the thing. Like, people don't believe in walking away sometimes. You don't have the option just to put your hands on people no more. With all the laws and things like that that's going on, you can't even say certain things to people. You can't even speak your mind. Alright, guys, we're gonna be closing up very, very soon. We gotta talk about Britney Spears and her divorce. Then the bitch didn't wrote a book. There's nothing else to say. Ply's been on her ass all year long talking about that's his girl. I wouldn't be surprised if she popped up with Ply's. This year we celebrated 2023. We celebrated the year of 50 years of hip hop. Okay. And with the thing that was so interesting that we couldn't get a hip hop song on Billboard, like for the first 6 months, We couldn't get a number one. Not gonna say songs did not go on Billboard on top 100, but they were not in the top 10, top 5 tier, like normal. But anyways, congratulations to everybody that had contributed everything to hip-hop, okay? Everything. Everything, whether you're a podcaster that talks about hip-hop, plays hip-hop, you're either a DJ, a rapper, anybody, man, congratulations on your contributions to hip-hop, even if you is still on SoundCloud and you have not made your debut yet. It's just amazing that people able to express themselves in that type of way. And we've been doing a very great job for the last 50 years of holding this art and this culture, even though they tried to get robbed from us multiple times. But, you know, we did what we had to do. All right. We might have to do this Cat Williams in a whole nother damn episode. Because I think this is going to be 2023 wrap up. But anyways, Tory Lanez, guilty verdict, boom. Megan Stallion comes on to say, Kelce did not shoot me. I don't know why he keeps saying that Kelce shot me. And boom, 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 boom. A lot went on with that case, okay? And we all know what was going on. And who do you believe? I really believe that this girl, Kelce, shot Meg Thee Stallion. I'm really in my head like, Tory Lanez might have shot the gun but didn't shoot you. And that's a fucked up situation when you're drunk and you have a firearm. Never a good situation. Krishan Rock gave birth to Krishan Rock Jr., which is a boy, but she named after her. And Clarissa, which is Blueface's mom. Jaden Alexis, which is Blueface's baby mama, that he then went back to after him and Krishan Rock had that 2-year run. And she done put 19,000 tattoos all over her body with his face and name and shit like that on him. And it's like, I just don't believe in doing anything like that because it's just like, it's not longevity. There's not longevity. Last story before we get into our Cat Williams shit. Nelly and Ashanti announced that they are going to have a baby. He rubs his stomach at an event and they made an announcement. So congratulations to them. Also congratulations to Sierra and Russell Wilson. Okay, they just gave birth to a beautiful, oh my God, this baby is, like when I saw a picture of this baby, I was like, oh my God, I want another baby. This baby is so gorgeous. So gorgeous. Okay. So, guys, we got to talk about Cat Williams. Okay. 2024, we have just approached. Strap up. Because this is going to be a bumpy ride. Okay. We have already seen this comedy beef unfold while Cat Williams did the Shannon Sharp show, the Shay Shay show, something like that. I never even watch it. I always see clips about it. I know he has a very good, you know, podcast going on over there where he interviews people. But I, like, really dove into this with Cat Williams. He got 15 plus million views, 10 million views in a day because he was talking mad shit about certain people. He was talking about Faison Love, just never had a comedy special, not funny at all. Cedric Entertainer stole one of his jokes about the spaceship, but he did use the car. Steve Harvey, that one really wasn't said, but it resurfaced. Because he's talking about Steve Harvey had a man unit on all that time. Like, this shit is, like, crazy, everything that he was talking about, okay? And I literally only had, like, 4 minutes done back. So he talked about Ricky Smiley, okay? He talked about Ricky Smiley not being funny, blah, 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 like on some shit like that. And I just was like, wow, like, are you fucking kidding? Like, you are blasting him like this. But it did start with Shannon Sharp having on Ricky Smiley, and Ricky Smiley went in on Cat Williams a little bit. The biggest tea that I took from this, Ludacris' wife, he claims all of them have the same type of wives. He's in the Illuminati. It's just like, oh my God. Like, I thought I could do this easily, but I would need a whole show for this. Honestly. I would need a whole fucking show for this. Because this shit is so out of hand. So with that being said, we are going to end this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Hope I played a couple joints that you are new acquainted with or either already liked. And make sure you come back and listen. This is your girl, Asterisk. I'm signing out. All right.